Okay, so I'm Nancy Rogers. I was absolutely totally looking forward to the time capsule being opened. You know, very exciting. So for many reasons, not least of which is I myself am turning 50 this year, just like this time capsule. So 1966, wow, it's going to be, you know, a point in time for me.
Your birth.
Right, my birth. So I was disappointed to hear that it was destroyed. However, I knew I was going to see it, and I was still very excited because I love anthropology, and I couldn't wait to kind of see what I could see. So, when I got it, it was a very unremarkable, large, black, plastic chest, very utilitarian, and like just a hardware chest. It's about 2 feet wide by, you know, a foot tall and as deep, and, you know, open with a couple little pieces on the table. What was on the table was some about a 6-inch diameter film can that had been opened. It actually had tape in it, reel-to-reel tape in it. The film can, the cans, the tin itself had been corroded, and so was almost ready to fall apart. But it still looked very cool. That definitely looked of the time. And unfortunately, in the box, really, I was going to dig through, and I started to, and all it was papers, you know, papers that had been in water for years, and kind of started to pull them apart. They were slimy and moldy and all this. And you can, you know, see some pictures. And I was trying to guess, is there anything else in there? Everything's very well disintegrated. I'm assuming there might have been some books, because I did pull out some pieces of cardboard that were heavy, but they didn't look like they had been mounted for photographs or anything like that. They were just plain. And then I also found some pieces that looked like linen. And, I mean, it was so fine, you know, like it was in a, like you're in an archaeological dig unfolding a mummy, but that kind of disintegrated too. But there were pieces of linen in there, which I'm guessing were part of the whole bookbinding process. Mm-hmm.